The following program was taped in front of an audience of real live people.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is, wait, wait, don't tell me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm the secret love child of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Bill Curtis Kelce. I love it. And here is your host at the Kansas City Music Hall, Kansas City, Missouri, Peter Sagal.
We are delighted to be finally back in Kansas City, where later on we are going to be talking to the legendary singer Dionne Warwick right here on this stage. I know, it's amazing. But first, I have to say this is a homecoming for Bill Curtis. He grew up just over the border in Kansas. So, Bill, what is it like to be almost back home?
I remember growing up on the prairie, dreaming of someday coming back with my dream job, reciting most of a limerick.
You're already home when you play our games, because you can just call in. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jen from Havertown, Pennsylvania.
Havertown, Pennsylvania. What do you do there?
I am a web editor for a very large financial institution.
Very large, eh? Do they pay you in very large bills?
It works for me.
Okay, whatever. Well, welcome to the show, Jen. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, a writer and stand-up comedian whose Substack newsletter, full of pep talks, is called That's Marvelous and arrives every Monday. It's Josh Gondelman.
Hello. Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Hi, Josh.
Next, she's a writer on Netflix's Big Mouth. Season 7 is out now. It's Shantira Jackson.
Hi, Shantira.
Hello.
And a comedian you can see in Alexandria, Virginia at the Birchmere on November 22nd and 23rd. It's Paula Poundstone.
Paula, you're a goddess.
Oh, that's very sweet of you. Thank you.
Well, Jen, welcome to the show. You, of course, are going to play Who's Bill this time. Bill Curtis is going to read you three quotations from this week's news. All you need do is identify or explain just two of them. Do that. You will win our prize, the voice of anyone you might choose from our show on your voicemail. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Let's do it then. Your first quote is from someone moments after learning he had been indicted on federal charges.
I am not surprised.
That was Eric Adams, the not-surprised mayor of what city?
New York.
New York City! Mr. Adams was elected mayor in 2021 on the strength of his career as a police captain, promising to make crime in New York a personal priority, and he did it! Adams was indicted on 5 charges of fraud, bribery, and soliciting illegal foreign campaign donations from the government of Turkey. At his arraignment on Friday, he entered the plea, "Only in New York, kids, only in New York!"
As a New Yorker, my predominant reaction was, "This is funny." As someone who grew up in and around Boston, my predominant reaction was, "This is wicked funny."
He's the first New York mayor ever to be indicted in office. It's really exciting.
Rudy Giuliani's so disappointed he couldn't get there quicker.
He got more than $100,000 worth of bribes in the form of free flights and upgrades on Turkish Airlines. His lawyer said he only agreed to accept the bribes after he realized he was never going to get the 12 qualifying segments by the end of the year he needed for a better status.
Okay, the thing about getting an upgrade on an airline is, unless you're very familiar with which aircraft you're using, which I never am, like sometimes I'll look at my ticket and I go, "Oh, look, it's first class." And then it turns out I'm on a puddle jumper.
Yeah.
Right? And first class is just a, you know, a slightly bigger chair.
Right.
But it's not, you know. And then I just feel like, well, then I shouldn't have taken that bribe.
That's an additional count in the indictments. Didn't even get the lie flat seat.
All right, Jen, your next quote is from a New York Times story about a new dining trend.
Americans are not likely to break up with endless pasta bowls and half-pound burgers overnight.
So, what will finally be getting smaller at American restaurants?
Portion size.
Portion size, that's right!
Yes.
After decades of increasing portion sizes, Americans have been forced to admit that in the end, there's only so wide a mouth can open. More and more restaurants are finally trending toward smaller portions, robbing people of that wonderful, familiar after-dinner, can we take an ambulance home feeling?
You know where they should do the smaller portion size?
Where, Paula?
It's in the all-you-can-eat buffets.
Right. From now on, they'll be all-you-should-eat.
They should just give them, like, each time somebody comes back up to the buffet, just give them a teeny little bit. And then they have to keep returning. And eventually...
So, just one tater tot?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And that would either, you know, they'd either feel too embarrassed to go up again, or they would, you know, or they would just become exhausted, or honestly work it off.
That's true.
Did you say that the restaurants were doing it for public health reasons? Because...
In part.
Oh, bull. Absolutely not.
Is the price going down?
Well, that is in fact the
That's
hope.
My question, because yeah. Yes. I feel like this is shrinkflation. It's like, yeah. no, this is for your health, but it's still $29.99.
What do you want? It's not $30.
No, $29.99. It's actually, I want a 2-for-20 from Chili's, and I bet you now it's 1-for-20. I know what they're doing.
Yeah, it's a smaller portion session, Terry. It's good for you.
Yeah.
This is actually kind of terrible because enormous portions are like the signature of American cuisine, right? Who even are we, right, if we don't do this? We're the only country that gives you a prize if you can eat the whole thing.
I like the idea that because it'll be smaller, right, we won't even need a whole cheesecake factory. We'll have kind of a bespoke cheesecake workshop.
Exactly. All right, Jen, here is your last quote.
Earth will be hosting a new guest.
That was NPR talking about something that will be orbiting Earth for 2 months. Scientists are calling it a second what?
Moon.
Yes, a second moon. On Sunday, an asteroid will enter Earth's orbit and will stay for a little while. We will have a, quote, mini moon for 2 months. Although, to be clear, the technical scientific term is Earth's new side piece. It's a small moon, but it's going to lead to a lot of changes. For example, styrofoam ball sales will spike as elementary school kids everywhere have to update their solar system models.
No, you're in, look, are you in or are you out? We went through this with Pluto. I can't deal with another heartbreak, I guess. Yeah. I can't do this again.
Right.
I want to know why the moon chose these 2 months to come. It's very stressful right now. They should come maybe next February.
It's possible that it's actually a probe sent by aliens who are planning a visit, but just want to check on the election results. I mean, so yes, it isn't really going to be a moon, but you know who's really excited? Neil deGrasse Tyson. Once again, he's going to have an opportunity to engage in his favorite pastime, correcting people who are happy. Bill, how did Jen do in our quiz?
Jen got them all right. A perfect score.
Congratulations.
There you go, Jen.
Thank you
so much for playing.
Thank you very much. It was an honor.
Bye-bye.
Well, it's a marvelous night for...
Right now, panel, it is time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Josh, many people suffer from migraines. That's true, but according to Wired magazine, there is a new, remarkably effective treatment that people can do at home. You just use a what?
You use your laptop and you close it.
That could work.
Can you give me a hint?
If somebody finds it in your bedstand, you can just say it's for your migraines.
Something that you already have in your home?
Something that some people already have in their home.
Smooth.
Edibles?
you said laptop, you were wrong, but it is an electric device.
Um, um, um,
A personal massager?
Yes, a vibrator. Well, thank you, though, for being discreet.
Yeah.
Yes, a vibrator.
This is NPR, as you say at the end of the show.
Research shows nasal vibration can considerably reduce pain from migraines, which is not only great for migraine sufferers, it's great for everyone else who wants to look the cashier in the eye when you buy one. It's for my nose headaches.
That's okay. So you said you might already have one in your home. I'm going to say if you're using it in your nose, what you're going to want is a second vibrator.
You know it's going to become a popular cure when you hear people saying, please, tonight, I have a headache. 17, this is amazing. In the study, 17 out of 18 people felt relief after using the vibrator, although some of them might have been faking it to get you to stop trying so hard. And if you don't want to spring for like a new, you know, nose vibrator, just jam your electric toothbrush up there, I'm told.
I was thinking there, so it goes inside the nose or it just
yes,
goes
it goes
over
inside
the
nose. This little special vibrator goes up your nose and vibrates the sinuses and through it the migraine.
Yeah, presumably. That just goes to show how bad migraines are. That someone would even come up with that idea, do you know what I mean?
I do.
It's like someone's trying to hit the reset button on their brain.
It's going to change the new edition of Operation.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Thank you, Bill. Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play the game on the air. You can check out the pinned post at our Instagram page, at WaitWaitNPR. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Joanna from Columbia, South Carolina.
Hey, how are things in Columbia?
They are great.
All right, then. What do you do there?
I am an educator by day, and at night I'm a drag king under the name Marty McGuy.
Whoa,
Marty.
Marty McGuy is such a good drag name for a drag performer in South Carolina because I feel like afterwards you say a lot of, this might be too much for you, but your kids are going to love it.
It's usually a lot of young performers that have never seen the movie and like, oh, that old movie? Occasionally someone gets it.
Just so you know, if you went back in time as far as Marty McFly went back in time in the movie, you could see the premiere of the movie. But that's not here nor there. Joanna, we have invited you here to play the game in which you must tell truth from fiction. What's the topic, Bill?
The secret of my success.
Winners all have secrets to their success. I will let you in on mine. Did you know there are companies that let you make your own Ivy League diplomas? This week we heard about a surprising secret to success in the sports world. Our panelists are going to tell you about it. Pick the real story, and you'll win the waiter of your choice in your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right. First, let's hear from Shantira Jackson.
Neil Dowden has been scooping ice cream at his family's local ice cream shop in Savannah, Georgia, since he was tall enough to see over the counter. And at 5'2 and 110 pounds, he's still not much taller. 6 months ago, on a dare, Neil entered a local arm wrestling competition and took out his opponents in 6 seconds, due, observers say, to his incredibly muscular right arm, which after a decade of scooping, weighs as much as the rest of his body combined. He then advanced to regionals and won there, too. Last week, he made it all the way to the Buffalo Wild Wings World Arm Wrestling League Championship, where he was crowned national champion, winning the coveted Golden Wild Wing Championship trophy. He then dropped it on the floor, smashing it, after making the mistake of trying to pick it up with his left arm.
An ice cream scooper finds that was excellent training. To win the national championship in arm wrestling, your next story of an athletic edge comes from Josh Gondelman.
When the Boston Celtics clinched the 2024 NBA Finals, all of America rejoiced as one. Even outside the Bay State, basketball fans were curious about how this team executed such a dominant run to the title, and now we have an answer. In a recent conversation with Boston-based Interview magazine, "Are you serious right now, kid?" The famously intense Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla responded to the buzz around his team with, well, a different kind of buzz. "Bees are our greatest teacher. They represent chaos and harmony all at once," whispered Mazzulla while making unflinching eye contact with his interviewer. "He's not kidding," added Celtics star Jason Tatum. "At first I thought one bee had gotten into the gym, but then there were more and more all over the court. Plus, Coach Mazzulla was wearing one of those beekeeper outfits with the mask and everything," which is rarely how he dresses for practice. Winning the title hasn't dulled Mazzulla's unorthodox style. When asked about his plans for this season, he answered succinctly and without hesitation, three words, not spiders.
Bees! Live buzzing bees, the secret to the Boston Celtics' success. Your last story of jocks getting a jump comes from Paula Poundstone.
The Buffalo Bills have started their season with three straight wins, and Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen credits the team's passion for playing Catan as part of the reason why. It's a board game. They play it a lot. Why? To quote one player, "There's less to do in Buffalo." Supremacy in Catan, a civilization-building game, requires strategy, teamwork, and adaptation. It is played with 3 to 4 players and is low impact. Very low impact. In fact, unless the players engage in pushing and shoving over seating arrangements, there's no impact at all. This is not the first instance of large men who are known for engaging in brutal activities, also spending time in more peaceful, sedentary pursuits. Former football player Rosie Greer enjoyed embroidery, and there's no evidence that crochet wasn't a popular Viking hobby. Not the NFL team, the actual Vikings.
All right. One of these was the secret to some athlete or team success somewhere. Was it from Shamtira Jackson, the country's newest arm wrestling champion, got his asymmetric strength from scooping ice cream for a long time? From Josh Gondelman, the secret to the Celtics' run to the NBA championship was bees, live bees introduced at their practice? Or from Paula Poundstone, the reason the Buffalo Bills are off to a 3-0 start is because the team bonds by playing the board game Catan. Which of these is the real story of athletic success we found in the news?
Well, I'm going to have to go with Paula's story because my drag family, when we're not performing, we also play a lot of board games, and it does bring us together. So I'm going to go with Paula's story.
All right. Well, we actually have, to bring you the real answer, one of these athletes who's benefited so much.
We love Catan. The land of Catan is slowly expanding. We actually have 2 different boards. It's the competitive juices flowing.
That was Buffalo Bills tight end Dawson Knox talking about his team's intense Catan rivalry in the locker room. Congratulations, Joanna. You got it right.
Thank you.
You earned a point for Paula. You've won our prize, the voice of your choice in your voicemail. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens.
And now the game we call Not My Job. Dionne Warwick is a legend of American music, a winner of 6 Grammys, a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You can find her name on both the Apollo Theater and the Hollywood Walks of Fame. She is performing this weekend here in Kansas City. We are thrilled she could spend some time with us. Dionne Warwick, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. So your first of many hits, Don't Make Me Over, was released in 1962.
Sure was.
It's 62 years later and you are still performing. Are you still enjoying it? Are you having fun?
Oh yeah. I mean, it's something I've always tell people. I never wanted to work.
To work?
Ever.
No.
And when this ever becomes a job, that's when I take my ballet slippers and do my pirouette and say bye.
You'd be done. Yeah.
So, ever work.
Do you have any idea what you'd do instead?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Well, like
yeah.
what?
Yeah. Well, I have already I have an interior design company.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so if you need something done.
Yeah. I was wondering what those paint stains were, but now I know. Yeah,
that's great.
I wonder, you have had such an extraordinary career. We can't even go into it. Is there a moment like that stands out for you in your career where you simply like, I cannot believe that a nice young woman from Orange, New Jersey is doing this? Was it, for example, performing for the Queen of England? Was it getting a Lifetime Achievement Grammy? Is there anything like that stands out?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's, I actually stopped Sidney Poitier. I did. I really did.
I don't think anybody can blame you for that.
No, okay. I think I speak for America when I say, do tell.
I was coming out of a recording session, and we were walking down Broadway, and all of a sudden I realized I was walking behind Sidney Poitier.
Okay.
And I said, oh my God. And you know, you've seen it in film. I did it. You know, you walk behind somebody, you don't want them to know that you're walking behind them, and then they stop and you stop and you.
So he like, oh really, so he like spins around because it's like someone's following me, and you did the thing where you looked away, oh no, I just happened to be standing here 2 feet behind you.
Just. No, he stopped at a red light. That's when he turned around and said, young lady, I said, you talking to me? you've been following me. Is there a reason? And of course, I said, I had a complete loss of words.
Really?
And I finally got up the nerve to ask him, will you sign this piece of paper for me? He said, of course I will. And he did. And I still have that piece of paper.
Oh, nice.
No. Yeah. Did it?
All right.
Forgive me, but did it not occur to you at that moment to say, I'm Dionne Warwick? Perhaps you know me for my many gold records.
I don't think he would have cared.
It is amazing that that is the story you chose to tell from your remarkable career, and I kind of love it. Before we get to our little game with you, I did want to ask you about something else. In addition to everything else you've done, you have now been called the Queen of Twitter.
Yeah.
You adopted Twitter, and you are very good at it.
Thank you.
And I'm sure you, I have no doubt, having met you now, that you do it yourself. Uh-huh. Here are some of your best tweets. We have them here. Here's one from 2021. I just heard about Leonardo DiCaprio's 25-year rule. His loss, you don't know what you're missing.
And it's true.
It is true. Which brings up another topic. I found out you were married once. That ended in the mid-70s. You never married again. What is it like to be out of everybody's league?
I am having the best time.
I do, however, I just got to add one more tweet before we move on. This is from 2022 from Ms. Dionne Warwick, the legend. I will be dating Pete Davidson next.
Oh, why not? He's dating everybody else.
I know. Dionne Warwick, it is such an honor to talk to you. And we have asked you here to play a game we're calling...
Oh, so that's what friends are for.
That's what friends are for. Obviously one of your greatest signature hits. But as great a song as it is, It doesn't cover all the things friends are for. So we're going to ask you three questions about other things that friends do. If you get two right, you'll win a prize for one of our listeners, the voice of anyone they might choose for their voicemail. Bill, who is Dionne Warwick playing for?
Teresa Durkin of Kansas City, Missouri.
All right. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
First question. Friends are great for helping you move, and you probably should call your friends rather than a certain real moving company. A, Shattered Glass Movers in Seattle, Washington. B, Hernia Movers in Milwaukee. Or C, Two Guys and No Truck Movers in Atlanta, Georgia. One of those is real.
Well, I don't like the sound of shattered glass
right.
at all.
No.
I have too many valuable pieces
of course.
Of glass. Okay, so they're out. Hernia? Yeah, with some of the stuff that I have to move, they would get a hernia. Yeah.
You're right. Hernia movers. They're real.
There you go.
Wow. Hernia movers has been helping. She does. Hernia Movers has been helping people move around Milwaukee since 1975. Here's your next question. Another thing that friends are good for is, of course, rides to the airport. But it was likely a very bad friend who forgot what that was left at the Dublin airport. Was it a tombstone with the inscription, "You will always be remembered, never forgotten"? B, their friend's car, which they left in long-term parking for so long that it cost $100,000 to get it out. Or C, their friend, who has been living at the airport now for 14 years.
Sounds like that might be though. Okay. I think living there.
You think? So you think that somebody forgot, went to the airport to get their friend... forgot to pick him up, and he's just been there for 14 years. The audience.
All right, if you don't think I'm right, that's all right.
But having spent a little time with you, I absolutely respect your confidence here. It's what I should have expected, but it is actually A, the tombstone. All right, here's your last question. The final thing friends are for is being a wingman, that is, helping you meet dates when you're out together. Well, one such wingman posted his story on Reddit. He said his friend got divorced, was really broken up about it, so he took the divorced friend out to a bar to meet some ladies. And then what happened? A, the bartender recognized his friend and called the police to have him arrested for robbing the place 2 weeks earlier. B, the wingman introduced the friend to an attractive woman there who turned out to be the friend's ex. Or C, the friend kept trying the line on the ladies, "He's my wingman, but when you and I get married, he'll be our ringman."
Oh.
Oh, I know, yes. Making that face. You can immediately throw out three, I think, right?
Okay. I think it was his ex that he...
You think it's that one?
Yeah.
You're right. That's what happened.
There we go.
He says he was chatting up this woman in the bar. He said, "Hey, have you met my friend John over here?" Yes, she had.
Wow.
Bill, how did Dionne Warwick do in our quiz?
Oh, you know, she got two right. I forget the third.
Yeah.
But that's a winner in our game.
There you are. Add that to the list. Dionne Warwick is a six-time Grammy winner. She's touring around the globe this year. You can find dates at officialdionnewarwick.com. Dionne Warwick, thank you so much for gracing us with your presence at Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Give it up for a living legend, everybody. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, there was a trend during the pandemic where friends bought homes together to save money. Now, years later, according to the Wall Street Journal, those people are facing what problem?
Selling their homes.
Well, not exactly.
Eviction, breaking up.
No, breaking up with whom?
Well, they're breaking up, they're not sharing the home anymore. They're
why?
They don't get along anymore.
Exactly right. It seems like a great idea, right?
It was a horrible idea.
You can't afford that lake house getaway on your own, but if you buy it with your friends, you can all afford it. Plus, you have to hang out together more, and there's no way Steve's banjo practice will get annoying, and you will absolutely get used to the smell of Monica's hamster. Well, now, many of those people are trying to buy their friends out or get their friends to buy them out before the house gets impossible to sell because of the murders that will happen there.
I think I would be one of those people who was hoping to be bought out, because if we did this together, you knew I didn't have any money.
Right.
I can't buy you out. I could barely buy my way in. Yeah.
Shantira, this week, the World Emoji Awards, which is real, announced next year's most anticipated emoji.
Oh,
what is it?
Little tacos.
Oh, they got that. They got that already.
Big taco.
Oh, also. It's yet another face. We have faces for happiness. We have faces to express sadness. The image will be one of those faces, yeah, obviously we're familiar with, and it will have like dark circles under its eyes.
Oh, depression. Are we talking about what happens to my face or just everybody?
Everybody's face.
Dark circles, sleep deprived.
Yes, exhausted.
That
the exhausted emoji is coming.
Yeah, we need that.
Right, it looks like all the other faces, but it's frowning and it's got bags under its eyes. Basically,
that's also depression.
It is. You can use it for that. There are no rules. Basically, it looks like your face after a long Zoom meeting, and as we all now know, during the entire Zoom meeting.
I can't believe it took us this long to get to exhausted. Exhausted is one of my top five emotions.
Right.
And we have like, it'll be like frowning and blushing for like when someone, when you send someone a nude picture and they don't respond fast enough, or like smiling with one tear for like when you're watching someone get married on TV and you don't want the people you're with to see that you're weeping while you watch the movie.
You might be interested in what other emojis are being introduced next year, so get ready. You're going to get the leafless tree indicating, you know, fall, winter.
Depression. That's also
all depression.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
A fingerprint indicating a clue, or to Shantira, depression.
Yes.
And a purple splatter indicating you just killed Grimace.
Well, then that's where they're looking for the fingerprint. They're
exactly
like dusting for clues.
Yeah, it's like purple splatter, fingerprint, you know, smiley face. I got away with murdering Grimace.
Wow. Bags under the eyes. I haven't slept for days. I feel so guilty that I murdered Grimace.
It's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAKE. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. You can catch us most weeks back at the Studebaker Theater in Chicago, or come see us in Detroit at the Fox Theater on November 14th. You can also check out the How to Do Everything podcast, where this week Mike and Ian teach you a hiccup cure that once saved my life. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, my name is Ryan, and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, how are things in Atlanta these days?
Trying to stay above water at the moment.
Yeah, oh, wow. I know. Yeah. It's getting a little rainy there. Well, I hope you avoid the worst of it. What do you do there?
I'm a CPA. I work as an accounting manager for an insurance company.
Okay, I'm going to ask you this. I grew up with the cliche, the stereotype that accountants are boring. Can you disabuse me of that notion right now?
I'm not, but the rest are.
That's good. Throw those other CPAs under the BUS.
Exactly.
Ryan, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks, of course, with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on just two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to go?
Let's do it.
Here's your first limerick.
Celebrations hit men in the worst way. We cannot let loose and let mirth play. We love, hate the tension, and gifts cause real tension. We men can get weird on our
birthday.
Birthday, yes. A investigation by GQ magazine into how men feel about celebrating their birthdays finds that
they feel super weird about it. To which their girlfriends reply, I've already said I'd plan it for you. You just have to give me the emails. According to this article, many men feel there's a cultural stigma about asking others to celebrate their birthdays. One man said, quote, I feel like there's something in the male straight culture where after your early 20s, making a big deal of your birthday is a bit cringe, unquote. Or if the entire Chili's waitstaff just put a sparkler in your brownie sundae and are coming over to sing, a lot cringe.
I'm right there with that. I don't like celebrating.
You don't like celebrating your birthday?
I don't. And I don't like to open presents. I have three packages on my desk right now. Two were gifts last Christmas. And another one was a gift from, I don't know, 3-4 years ago.
I think I'm obligated to ask you, why not?
I just can't open them.
I can. Give them to me.
So, wait a minute. I mean, I have to say.
Everybody listening, if you want to send Paula a present, direct it to me. We love presents. Give me stuff. Even stuff I don't want, I want it.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
I got you.
All right. Ryan, here is your next limerick.
My thoughts sometimes feel like a threat blitz. But with video games, I'll reset this. To avert mental shocks, I will turn and stack blocks. My doctor says I should play
Tetris.
Tetris, yes. Researchers in Sweden may have found a mental health miracle. Patients who focused on a traumatic memory and then played Tetris for just 20 minutes had their number of intrusive thoughts drop by 86%.
Wow.
It's true. If 20 minutes of Tetris helps your well-being that much, just imagine what 14 hours of playing Candy Crush in the toilet can do for you.
This is true. When I was a little kid, we had just gotten a Nintendo, and my dad would stay up really late playing Tetris, and I could hear the music through my bedroom door, and I would fall asleep to the Tetris music, and I would have these dreams every night that I was falling and spinning and spinning and falling.
So your trauma is Tetris.
It's Tetris, yeah.
So maybe you should play some Tetris. All right, Ryan, here is your last limerick.
By the river, I was a slow trotter. Till I passed by that fiend in the water. Don't trust the sweet eyes of those furry, wet guys. My friends, I've been mauled by an...
Wow.
Otter.
Yes, yeah. Otter. Over the past month, there have been increasing reports of otters attacking humans, seemingly without provocation.
They've been talking to the whales.
Exactly. The orcas are like, guys, you can get them. They're soft inside. It's scary to get ambushed by a wild animal, but did you know that otters will hold hands while they're mauling you? It's so cute. Otters may look friendly, right? But they actually have very sharp teeth and claws. And fun fact, their fur is so thick and dense, it's the perfect hiding spot for a knife.
I feel like any cute animal must have some method of attack, right? Whether it's claws or poison. Because they look, like, to us they look cute. To a bigger animal, I bet they look delicious.
Right.
So they've got to be able to scrap when the time comes to it.
If you were really messed up by an otter, right?
Yeah.
What would you tell people?
Nothing. That's exactly. So embarrassing.
Too embarrassing.
So embarrassing. Yeah. Yeah. A orca, like,
that's cool.
That's cool.
They're doing a remake of West Side Story, and one of the gangs is named the Otters.
They just slap the tails?
Yeah.
All right. Bill, how did Ryan do in our quiz?
I don't know how he did it, but he was perfect.
Wow.
Congratulations, Ryan.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Now it's time for our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Josh and Shantara each have 2. Paula was hot tonight. She's got 3.
All right.
So, Josh and Shantira, you're tied. Shantira, I'm going to arbitrarily choose you to go first. So, the clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Thursday, Hurricane Helene made landfall in blank.
Florida.
Right. Months after being disbarred in New York, former Trump attorney blank was disbarred in D.C.
Giuliani.
Yes. This week, President Zelensky visited the White House to ask for continued aid for the war in blank.
Ukraine.
Right. On Monday, the FDA approved an at-home blank vaccine.
Flu.
Yes. While preparing for a house sale, an appraiser opened a dusty file cabinet and found blank inside.
Chicken nuggets.
One of the first ever copies of the U.S. Constitution.
Same thing.
On Monday, three astronauts successfully returned from the blank.
Space station?
Yes. Of the astronauts that did return to Earth, blank of them were the ones stranded there by Boeing.
Two?
No, none of them.
Yeah.
They're still up there. A 14-year-old boy in the UK was spared prosecution this week because blank.
He tweeted, please don't.
No. He was spared criminal prosecution because his parents were already really mad at him. The boy was one of over 1,200 people arrested in a series of riots in England this summer, but prosecutors decided, quote, the wrath visited on that child by his parents was enough, unquote. You know, it's one thing to get arrested. It's rougher when your mom says to the police, wait, you're not going to tase him? Give me that. Bill, how did Shantira do in our quiz?
5 right, 10 more points, total of 12, puts Shantira in the lead.
All right. Josh, my friend.
All right.
Josh, you're up next. Please fill in the blank. On Thursday, Israel rejected a U.S.-backed ceasefire deal with blank.
Lebanon.
Right. On Tuesday, the Senate passed a bill guaranteeing Donald Trump and Kamala Harris the same level of blank protection as a sitting president.
Secret Service?
Right. This week, Thailand officially ratified a law legalizing same-sex blank.
Marriage?
Right. On Wednesday, a bankruptcy judge approved the auction of InfoWars, the website owned by blank.
Alex Jones.
Right. This week, United Airlines offered a woman a $50 travel voucher after she complained that her feet were freezing during her flight because of blank.
The window was open.
Almost a hole in the floor of the plane. On Tuesday, the CDC warned that a new blank variant is now on the rise.
COVID?
Right. Saying that it can't afford their upkeep, a zoo in Finland announced it would return their two blanks to China.
Pandas.
Right. This week, a woman in Canada is disputing an $8,000 bill from Avis, contesting the company's claim that she blanked during her 3-day car rental.
Smoked in the car?
No, that she drove that car 30,000 miles. For the rental company's claim to be true, that she drove 30,000 miles, the woman would have had to drive 400 miles per hour, 24 hours a day, for those 3 straight days. That said, $8,000 to drive across the entire world in a rental car seems pretty cheap. Bill, how did Josh do in our quiz?
He's coming up hard. 6 right, 12 more points, 14 wow. Puts him, I too, in the
All
lead.
All right, and how many, then, does Paula Poundstone need to win?
6 to win, Paula.
Here you go, Paula.
A lot of pressure, though.
This is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, Congress approved a spending plan to temporarily avert a blank.
Government shutdown.
Right. On Monday, Governor Newsom signed a law banning blank at California grocery stores.
Plastic.
Yeah, bags. Plastic bags. Right. This week, striking airplane mechanics rejected a final contract offer from blank.
I don't know, Boeing?
Yes. On Monday, NFL Hall of Famer Brett Favre revealed he had been diagnosed with blank.
Parkinson's.
Right. According to a study, 1/3 of adults suffer from a blank deficiency.
Iron.
Right. On Thursday, the A's played their final game at the Coliseum in blank.
Oakland.
Right. According to the New York Post, new footage suggests that what we have long thought was the Loch Ness Monster is actually blank.
Garden hose.
No, 2 Loch Ness Monsters.
Oh, wow.
According again to the New York Post, new footage clearly shows 2 sea monsters occupying Scotland's Loch Ness at the same time.
Yeah.
If that were not shocking enough, the Post also has a new investigative report showing that Bigfoot is actually just 3 Smallfoots standing on each other's shoulders. Bill, did Paula Poundstone do well enough to win?
6 right, 12 more points, total of 15 gives her the win.
Oh, Paula!
Happens. Slip right through it.
Now, panel, what will we find on the mini moon? Shantira Jackson.
lots of flags, because aliens have already done it.
Josh Gondelman.
Oh, you think we're going to land on this moon? Wake up, Peter!
And Paula Poundstone.
Alice Cramden.
And if any of that happens, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Shantira Jackson, Paula Poundstone, Josh Gondelman. Thanks to the staff and crew at the Kansas City Music Hall and everyone at KCUR Kansas City. Thanks to our fabulous audience here who came out to see us in Kansas City. Thanks to all of you for listening wherever you might be as you hear me. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll be back with you next week. This is NPR.